Okay. I think I heard your question fairly clearly. It was about ISIL's use of drones or remotely piloted vehicles or unmanned aerial systems. We'll call them drones for short. So the ISIL makes extensive use of drones. It's not episodic or sporadic. It's relatively constant and creative. And so we've seen them use them mostly for reconnaissance and surveillance, the same way we use drones. We have detected them using them for fire direction in the past. By that I mean to control and adjust the indirect fires that they're shooting at the our partner forces and at us. More recently, they've gotten a bit more creative, and they have dropped small explosive devices into our partner force positions. Those haven't had, fortunately, haven't had great effect. Recently, we saw an example of a Trojan horse, we think, UAV or drone, where it was landed in our partner forces' lines. They thought they had good fortune. They had captured an enemy drone. And when they went to collect it and bring it into their lines for examination, it exploded. Our government is working really hard to come up with solutions. So we have solutions ranging from electronic attack, like you suggested, to kinetic kills with small arms fire.